Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Tavistock Development Company, the driving force behind Sunbridge, Central Florida's only naturehood. Together with the Florida Headwaters Foundation, Sunbridge is committed to creating a legacy of sustainability for future generations. More at sunbridgefl.com.
Before Florida banned fluoride, Calgary did too. So why did it return 14 years later? You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. It's been about 1 month since Florida stopped fluoridating its drinking water. It did so after Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill banning water quality additives, citing concerns about research connecting fluoride exposure to lower IQ levels. But just as Florida was ending the practice of fluoridation, Calgary, in Alberta, Canada, was restarting after stopping 14 years ago. Research into the health of children's teeth in Calgary, once they stopped adding fluoride, played a major role in the shift. The findings show cavities increased in Calgary without fluoride, and that could be any community's future without the right infrastructure.
You may not need fluoridation because you're providing the conditions for people to be well otherwise. So to the extent that that describes Florida, you know, maybe it'll be fine, but I'm not sure that describes Florida.
Florida's fluoride-free future. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Attorney General James Uthmeyer published a letter online addressed to Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings and county commissioners warning that they are in violation of state law. In June, they did not sign an addendum to the county's 287G Warrant Service Officer Agreement, allowing county correction officers to transport detainees to ICE-approved facilities. Demings says the county doesn't have the capacity for corrections officers to be used in this way. Kelly Martinez-Semrad is the commissioner of District 5. She says the state is asking too much of local taxpayers.
Federal enforcement and our Orange County corrections officers is not the county's job. That's why people pay federal taxes. So for them to pay federal taxes and then also have to pay on Orange County taxes to support that federal legislation is double dipping on the taxpayer.
Uthmeyer says the state will seek enforcement of all civil and criminal penalties, including removal from office, if the county does not comply. Meanwhile, Governor Ron DeSantis says he is prepared to suspend the Orange County mayor and the county commissioners if they don't comply with that state immigration law. The governor has suspended people from office before, and he says he's ready to do it again.
And so what I do is, if it comes time, I look at the record, I look at my constitutional authority. You know, we go through that analysis and then make decisions. But I think that I've shown that I'm willing to do that.
The county commission is expected to discuss the agreement August 5th. Starting August 1st, a month-long sales tax holiday is in effect for Floridians looking to do some back-to-school shopping. While Florida has held back-to-school sales tax holidays of varying lengths in most years, lawmakers this spring approved making it an every August occurrence. Shoppers will be able to avoid paying sales tax on clothes, shoes, and backpacks that cost $100 or less, school supplies that cost $50 or less, and personal computers that cost $1,500 or less. Florida Retail Federation Vice President Lorena Hawley says parents are projected to spend an average of $858 on clothes and supplies nationally.
Retailers are expecting a lot of shoppers. 67% of shoppers have already begun shopping for school supplies, so that number will only increase. A lot of retailers run additional promotions along with the sales tax holiday, so everyone's looking forward to it.
The back-to-school holiday was included in a broader tax package passed last month after a lengthy standoff between House and Senate leaders about a budget and tax cuts. House leaders initially wanted an across-the-board cut in the state's sales tax rate and opposed holding tax holidays. A Brevard County teacher who was fired for using a student's preferred name will get to keep her credentials. Central Florida Public Media's education reporter Danielle Pryor has more.
Former Satellite High AP English teacher Melissa Calhoun will get to keep her credentials after a unanimous vote of the Florida Department of Education's Practices Commission. Calhoun was fired last year after she used a child's preferred name without a parent or guardian's permission, which goes against the parental rights in education law. Under that law passed in 2023, teachers can lose their jobs and their license if they use a child's preferred pronouns or a preferred name without permission. As part of a settlement with the Florida Department of Education, she'll need to pay a fine of $750 and take a college-level ethics course for teachers. Danielle Pryor, Central Florida Public Media.
These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. Sparked by some of his neighbors' reactions to a proposed homeless shelter near his home, Orlando playwright Alan Levy looks at our own preconceptions and how they can change the lives of others in a new play inspired by real events called Unhoused Home Free.
I'm going to write a play about this. This is how I'm going to atone for my lack of speaking up.
That's on Spotlight this week. Get it wherever you get this podcast. It's been a month since Florida began prohibiting utilities from adding fluoride to water. The practice, which got started back in the 40s, has always been controversial in some circles, while mainstream society has touted the benefits of reduced tooth decay. But late last year, Floridians concerned about the impact of fluoride on IQ levels started gaining traction with the backing of Surgeon General Joseph Latipo, leading state lawmakers to pass legislation later signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. As Central Florida Public Media's health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen explains, just as Florida was stopping the practice, the city of Calgary and Alberta, Canada was restarting fluoridation 14 years after it stopped adding it.
All right, y'all. Well, once again, just thank you so much for being a part of this journey.
It's the first day after the state of Florida banned fluoride from water. We're standing in an alkaline water bar in Orlando. Also, a quick primer on alkaline water. It has a higher pH than typical bottled or tap water. It can be naturally occurring, and the jury's still out on the science. Okay, back to the water bar.
Thank you all so much. Does everybody have a drink so we can do a quick toast and a photo together?
Orange County resident Justin Harvey is leading his fellow fluoride-free activists in a toast at this alkaline bar.
Being a part of this journey, this is a cheers to a healthier future. And on the count of three, let's just say fluoride-free. One, two, three.
Fluoride-free!
For the last several years, Harvey and those who agree with him have traveled to city and county meetings pushing to get elected officials to pass ordinances stopping fluoride from being added to water. Now that they're victorious.
Our entire goal is to replicate this for other states.
But on the dawn of Florida stopping fluoridation, about 2,800 miles away in the city of Calgary in Alberta, Canada, they began once again adding it.
As of today, the water supply has reintroduced fluoride in Calgary. So today is day one.
That's Dr. Bruce Yelaninsky, a dentist in Calgary, where fluoridation ended 14 years ago due to concerns about the cost of the infrastructure. He says it only took about 2 years before he started seeing more young kids come in with rotten teeth.
We're seeing kids who had never been exposed to any fluoride in the water. And when you've got kids that are even under 2 years of age that have all their teeth with decay on it, you have to take them into the hospital situation to treat them. They can't be treated properly in a dental office.
But was stopping fluoridation the cause? Lindsay McLaren is a community health researcher at the University of Calgary. She began digging into the research on fluoride.
I was a little bit surprised. It wasn't as strong as it's often felt to be by those in the public health community.
So McLaren decided to conduct her own study funded by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research.
It was a comparative design, including kids from both Calgary, where fluoridation was stopped, and Edmonton, which is the other big city in the province of Alberta.
Where fluoride has been in place since 1967. Over nearly 8 years, McLaren and a team of researchers compared the dental hygiene of second grade children from both cities, and then compared those results against historical data. They also sent questionnaires home to parents asking about diets.
A final thing that we did was for a small random subsample in each of the two cities, we collected fingernail clippings, which are a biomarker of recent fluoride intake.
The fingernails were used almost like the dipstick in a car, checking the oil level. And after 8 years, what they found was that cavities occurred more in the sample of Calgary kids. While about 55% of kids studied in Edmonton had tooth decay, in Calgary, that number was around 65%. Historically, children from both cities had around the same percentage of tooth decay issues. McLaren says the biggest change was Calgary no longer adding fluoride to its water.
It's a statistically significant difference, so it's not likely to be due to chance.
McLaren says her study also highlighted another issue. Simply fluoridating water isn't enough, as kids in Edmonton, where the practice has been in play, still had high levels of tooth decay.
And so this makes it very clear that fluoridation is clearly not the only thing that's important here, but it's still important.
In 2021, the question of whether to begin fluoridating water in Calgary was put to a vote. 62% of those who voted said yes. It would take another 4 years to get that infrastructure back in place. McLaren's study is attributed as a big reason why fluoride is back, showing what could happen without it. But is that Florida's fluoride-free future?
You may not need fluoridation because you're providing the conditions for people to be well otherwise. So to the extent that that describes Florida, you know, maybe it'll be fine, but I'm not sure that describes Florida.
McLaren's study found that fluoride was especially beneficial to people who don't have dental care regularly. That's something that concerns University of Florida researcher Dr. Olga Enns. Her work focuses on dental deserts in Florida.
65 out of our 67 counties are considered dental health professional shortage areas, which means there's not enough dentists to be able to serve the populations in those communities.
According to the Health Resources and Services Administration, Florida has 274 designated areas facing dental shortages or communities that don't have enough dentists for the population. Additionally, between 2021 and 2023, every county in Central Florida has seen increasing visits to the ER for dental conditions for ages 5 and older. Marion and Volusia showed the greatest rates of increase. Of those experiencing dental issues, children are Enns' biggest concern.
They have less enamel on the outside, and so they're a lot more prone to getting cavities, especially when dental hygiene might be poor, and when they do have the barriers to or the challenges with accessing dental care.
However, she's not convinced community water fluoridation is the only way to address tooth decay. She says reducing the consumption of sugary foods would go a long way in addition to proper brushing and flossing and seeing a dentist even if only once a year. As for those without immediate access, she says the state would need to invest in dental health programs similarly to countries like Japan that practice fluoride mouth rinsing with preschool kids.
This is something that will require, a lot of support.
Earlier this year, Utah also banned fluoride. There have been movements in other states like Arkansas and Kentucky to remove fluoride from drinking water, but the efforts have failed. Earlier this month, Connecticut signed legislation to keep fluoride in its water. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis and Digital Director Ryan Ellison. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is the wrap.